I'm always afraid I'll be too much of myself.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I'd be afraid of all the time. It's like, I'm going to be too much of myself. It's going to be just too much. You know, so then I hold back. And I've held back so long that I've almost forgotten what it feels like to be me.
Never too much.
You know. I'm just telling you how I feel, that's all. And so, with you, you help me feel safe enough to express myself more. That's why I love you. That's why I appreciate you. Because you're the people that I feel the safest to express who I most see myself to be. And that's, you know, sharing this. Okay. I'm dealing with healing and wholeness, chapter 5, in the text. To heal is to make happy. Page 72 in the text. 72. To heal is to make happy. I've told you to think how many opportunities you've had to gladden yourself and how many you have refused. What I'm telling you is that you have refused to heal yourself. You have refused to heal yourself. You have refused to heal yourself. The light that belongs to you is the light of joy. Radiance isn't associated with sorrow. Joy calls forth an integrated willingness to share the joy. Joy promotes the mind's natural impulse to respond as one. Those who attempt to heal without being wholly joyous themselves call forth different kinds of responses at the same time. And those who attempt to heal without being wholly joyous themselves deprive others of joy. And of the joy of responding wholeheartedly. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me go through that paragraph again. Okay. So, to heal is to make happy. So the first thing we got to do is think of how many times you've had to make yourself happy and you didn't do it. I want you to think about how many times you had an opportunity to make yourself happy, but you didn't do it. That's what we're being told. It's like a direct instruction. Think about all the times that you had a chance to really be happy and you didn't do it. Okay? He says, whenever you have a chance to be happy and you don't allow yourself to be happy, it's the same as refusing to let yourself be healed. So when you have refused to let yourself be healed, you won't take advantage of opportunities for you to be happy. Whoa!
Yeah.
So if I was gonna tell the truth right now, the first thing I would say is, you know, I refuse to heal myself. 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 And the way that I'm going to refuse to heal myself is I'm going to have these opportunities come up for me to be happy, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to refuse to heal myself. I want you to think about that. Think about it. How many times you had a chance to potty like a big dog and you didn't do it? Think about it. Think about it. I'm like, I don't want to think about it. That's depressing. That's what my ego says. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about how many opportunities I had to feel good that I don't take advantage of. But I just want to, he says, if you want to be happy, you have to think about that. Then he says, you always keep hearing that stuff about light, about you being light. He says that when I'm talking about light, I'm talking about joy. So to say to be the light, we're talking about when you are joyful, that's when you're the light. It's not like some light shining off of you like a light bulb. You know what I'm saying? Now we're looking at light like, ooh, this light just glow around us. Like, no, that's not real light. Real light, I mean, that can be real light too. But another way to look at light is that when you are joyful, that's when you are the light. Okay, then it says now, he says now, if you're going to be radiant, you can't be sad. Okay, you're going to be radiant. He said, you can't be sad. And when you're really having some joy, you can tell because you have this integrated willingness to share it. So what I'm really happy is like I have an integrated willingness to share it with you. I feel an integrated willingness to share my joy with you. I feel an integrated willingness to share my joy with you. I feel an integrated willingness to share my joy with you. Because if I'm really happy, I have to share it. So if you're sad, the laws of the universe has arranged it so that you can just keep it to yourself. So the way the laws of the universe operate is that if you're not going to share no joy, then you just have to keep it to yourself. So then what you feel, only you feel it. Because the feelings that you have are not joyful enough to share. So you just have to feel them until they get purified. Sorry. So most of us are having our feelings purified right now. And it's not always fun. It feels like a cosmic indigestion. You know, you feel like you out of stuff in your stomach sometimes. Okay, you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Then he says, and this is cool. He says that whenever you're happy, it's going to call forth an integrated willingness to share it, which is going to promote. See, your mind's natural impulse is to respond as one. So I really want to feel like I'm one with you, but I'm not really not going to want to do it until I'm experiencing some joy with you. I'm much more likely to really want to join with you if I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he says, those who attempt to heal without being totally happy themselves, people who are going around trying to make everybody happy, but they're not happy. All the people trying to make somebody else happy, but they're not happy. The book says, they call for different kinds of responses at the same time. And that's true. I go around really trying to make people happy, but I'm really not happy. And it seems like people always responded to me in a lot of different ways. I'm not happy, but I'm trying to bring some happiness, but it really does look like I'm always having people respond to me in a lot of different ways. So he says, whenever you're not really happy and you try to make somebody else happy, be willing for them to react to you in any kind of way. Yeah. If you're not really happy, then don't be surprised if somebody don't come out of their happiness with you. That's what the book just told us. To me. He says, those who attempt to heal without being wholly joyous themselves call forth different kinds of responses at the same time. And since you're calling different kinds of responses from people, you're depriving others of the joy of responding wholeheartedly. And you're depriving others of the joy of responding wholeheartedly because you're not wholly happy yourself.
I'm not supposed to feel guilty because I'm not joyful in sharing that and extending that, and I'm depriving other people of feeling joyful because I'm not. How am I not supposed to feel guilty about that?
Depression is an appropriate response to insane thoughts. So it's not abnormal for you to feel depressed when you really find out the way you used to think.
It is.
Well, I'm just telling you, you're having a natural response to your thoughts. The natural response to your thoughts is depression, and that's where your depression comes from. And now you've gotten to the point that you see it's your own thoughts that are depressing you.
Thank you.
And that's the only thing you need to see to make the next choice, which is to let it go.
Why do you stop it?
By recognizing that it's not going to work. Just tell you depressing thoughts. I'm sorry, you can be depressed, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I feel totally depressed today, but guess what? It's not going to work. That's what you get. All you got to do is end it with "it's not going to work." How do you feel? I feel really mad, but it's not going to work. See, I'm upset with you, but it's not going to work. You see, that way you still have your ego, but you totally and completely just wipe out its power so you don't get all in repression. And trying to pretend like you're happy when you want to kill somebody. Mess around and give yourself some kind of a bodily injury. You know, because you're lying to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Got them really attack thoughts covered up by them nice thoughts. And so we want to get rid of them tack thoughts under our nice thoughts. Because I got a few. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Would that be a little like the effects, like you're neutralizing the effects of your own thoughts by going through that process you just talked about?
Oh, well, see, if you would allow yourself to be happy, then that's going to naturally promote your desire to be one. And then the more you are one with everything, the more peace you have anyway. So I'm not going to want to join with you unless I'm feeling joy with you. That's when I'm going to really want to join with you. So the Course is telling us that in order for us to join with each other, we have to be willing to only give each other and only be a means of giving each other joy. Regardless of what happened in the past, regardless of our relationship in the past, today we're supposed to be sitting here deciding that if all we want to give each other is joy, you know, and that's nothing to analyze, do we want to give each other joy or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that means that we are now willing to have ourselves become more and more happy with each other so that we'll be more and more willing to become one with each other. So when we say we're willing to become more one with each other, we're saying we are willing to experience more and more happiness and more joy, because the more joy and happiness we experience with each other, the more willing we'll be to join. It's a brilliant plan. It's a brilliant plan. How can I get you to join with me? Well, you're going to experience so much a good time through me, you just going to want to. You're going to think, you're going to be going, hey, how can I get to you? You're so good. It's a great plan.
Perfect.
Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next paragraph. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read this next paragraph. I'm going to trip you out again. To be wholehearted, you must be happy. If fear and love cannot coexist, and if it's impossible to be wholly fearful and remain alive, the only possible whole state is that of love. Now, there is no difference between love and joy. Therefore, the only possible whole state is the wholly joyous. To heal, which means to make joyous me. Heal me, make joyous me. That's what you're saying. Heal me, make joyous me. Make me joyous. That's what it really means according to the Course. When someone says, I want to be healed, they're saying, make me joyous. What a great definition of to heal. I love it. To heal or to make joyous is therefore the same as to integrate and to make one. So every time we become happy, we are becoming one. Wow, that is so awesome. So he says, that's why it makes no difference to what part or by what part of the sonship the healing is offered. Every part benefits and benefits equally. That means you are being blessed by every beneficent thought of any of your brothers anywhere. Now, what kind of thought is that? I'm being blessed by every beneficial thought that anyone is having anywhere. I want to be blessed by any beneficial thought that anyone is having anywhere. I want to be blessed by any beneficial thought anyone anywhere is having right now. That's what that book is just saying to me. So you're being blessed by every beneficial thought of any of your brothers anywhere, so you should bless them in return out of gratitude. You don't need to know who are benefiting you individually, and those who are benefiting you don't need to know you. Those that are benefiting you don't need to know you, and I like that. Those that are benefiting you don't need to know you. I like that. That's a great, wow. That's what's happening with Katrina. The people that they don't even know about are helping them. Mm-hmm. They're having that experience right now. People who they don't even know about are helping. And the book is saying, guess what, gang? It could happen to us. We could have that which we don't even know about bless us. That's like we doing them if we don't mind. Because Because in order for us to want to be one with each other, we got to start having a good time with each other, is what the book just got through saying. And I like that plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not against joining y'all, but I just don't want to be joining with no fools. I'm all for the oneness thing. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to hook up with no insane mind. That's as honest as I can be about it. So I need a plan like this where you say, well, Earl, you will join with them if you enjoy them, right? And they'll join with you as they enjoy you. So that's going to be the plan. Now, what I want you to understand is every time you try to make somebody else happy, when you're not really happy yourself, then there's no way of really telling how they're going to respond to you. Haven't you noticed that you haven't been able to tell how people are going to respond to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, well, that's why.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. I don't even know what I just said. I was hoping somebody would say so, what I just said, so I'd know. Okay, what did I say? You know, sometimes the stuff come out of me, as soon as it gets out, I go, what did I just say? It's really deep.
So the choice is being happy, just being happy. And when you're being happy, then because of your of who you are, then you come from that place.
And because you're feeling happy, you'll be willing to respond to your mind's natural impulse to join. That's what the book is telling me. He said, look, it's a very simple plan. I want y'all to join. You're not going to join unless you're happy together. Now, in order to be happy together, what I want you to do is think about all the times that you could have been happy that you chose not to be happy. He says, well, after you do that, you realize that the reason why you haven't been happy all the time is because you've been refusing to heal yourself. And every time you could be happy and you don't let yourself be happy, then you are refusing to heal yourself. So that's why you haven't been happy all the time. You've been refusing to heal yourself. How do I know I've been refusing to heal myself? Because I've had a lot of opportunities that I could let myself feel peace, and I chose not to feel it, like right now. Oh, man. Then he said, you know, when you say you are in love with me, that when you're saying you're in love with somebody, that you're really saying that you're happy with them. You're feeling joy. You're feeling joy with them. There's no difference between loving somebody and having joy with them. There's no difference between loving somebody and being happy with them. Loving somebody and having joy with them is love. Loving somebody and having joy with them is love. Loving somebody and having joy with them, that is love. There's no difference between love and happiness. Love and happiness are the same thing. Happiness and love are the same things. No such thing as love and sadness. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as love and sadness. So yes, it is. I know I love them. Could you tell by how sad I am? It's kind of tricky when you think about it. I can tell how much you love them by how sad you are. Wow. Deep.
Is it that you can tell how attached you are to somebody by how sad you are?
That's certainly true.
Or how insane you are.
Mm, that's certainly. I love all the answers. I mean, all of them cool.
How can we say something that will help them to bring them back to sanity?
All I have to do is be willing to take my part in the plan. And my part is to allow myself to become more and more joyful with you so that we will join as one faster and faster. So when you agree to this plan, what you're saying is that you want to have a really good time.
All the time.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay, so we have to be willing to be happy together at some level, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, I know. I know troops. I know we need some pep squad or something. We need a pep squad in here, don't we? All right, troops, let's get fired up about this joy. This joy goal we have here. Captain more energy in here. I know joy was going to be an effort. That's why I didn't want to ask for it in the first place. I thought it was going to be something else for me to do. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so can we all agree that we want joy that's effortless.
Yes.
Okay, we just had that experience. That didn't work, did it? Joy that we had to have something to do with didn't turn us on. We didn't move that fast for that one. Did, oh, God, I'm going to have to do something. For me, it's like the thing I feel like I've been the most failure at is being consistently making anybody happy. They always start out loving me.
Right.
But somewhere along the line, something changed. Anybody else ever have that happen? You still the same sweet, lovable person you were at the very beginning.
What happened?
See, right here, what I did was I used that relationship as an opportunity for me to refuse to heal myself.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's not their fault.
No.
Or yours either. No, it's not. Just let go of the whole blame.
Okay.
Yeah, blame. No.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the good news is all we have to do is realize that every time we say we want to heal, we're saying we want to make joyous. I love that. I want to make joyous. I want to heal. I want to make joyous. I want to heal. I want to make joyous. I want to heal. I want to make joyous. I want to heal. I want to make joyous. You know, all my life I've said stuff like I'd like to be healed and did nothing happen. I never tried saying I'd like to be healed with the definition that it meant I want to make joyous. So I don't really know if that works or not. You know what I'm saying? That's something that would really be new for me to go, I want to heal, I want to make joyous. I want to heal, I want to make joyous. I want to make joyous. I want to make joyous. I want to. Doesn't that sound like a language? The Course in Miracles actually says in the book it's a language. Watch. I want to make joyous. 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 That's another language. I want to make joyous. I want to make joyous. I want to make joyous. Some of y'all can hear it. It really sounds like another language. I want to make joyous. I want to heal. I want to make joyous. I want to make joyous. Now, here's the cool part about it. Whenever I make joyous or allow myself to be healed or allow myself to be made joyous, then every one of you benefits equally. Every time any one of us becomes happy, we set it up where as soon as you become happy, everybody else benefits from it equally, just as much as you do. That way we won't mind you being happy because you're taking us right along with you. Check that out. Think about this, what I said just for a minute. It's set up where every time you allow yourself to be happy, everyone benefits from it equally, and they don't even have to know you, which means starting today, you could start benefiting from people you don't even know if you want to. Today, you could start letting people you don't even know benefit you if you want to today. We can make that choice. We can make that choice today. I would love to benefit from the happiness of people I do not know. I would love to benefit from the happiness of people I do not know. I would love to benefit from the happiness of people that I do not know. I would love to benefit from the happiness of people I do not know.
I've got such a sick mind that there's a couple that I don't want to make them happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and what's so cool about that, Judy, is now you know that you could just say, well, you know that couple right there, that's the couple I use to refuse to heal.
Right.
That's the couple I got a couple that I'm gonna refuse to heal over. You know, I don't like them. I'm going to refuse to heal. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I'm going to refuse to heal over that. What you did to me? I refuse to heal over that. What you did to me? I refuse to heal over that. I refuse to heal over that. See, the Course in Miracles is another language. You said something like that, you know, I was in a relationship, we said something like that. I refuse to heal over that. You cannot say that long without being how crazy it is. All of a sudden, you go, what? I refuse to heal over that? You know, you let the toilet seat up? Well, I don't think so. I'm not gonna allow that to keep me from healing. You be having like that. You're not gonna keep me from healing arguments. Oh no, you're not gonna feel guilty. No, I don't want you to feel guilty. Oh no, I want you to feel innocent all the time. So you be arguing. That's deep, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. I like how you put that. Thanks.
Do you like the idea of everybody benefiting and benefiting equally?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to like it.
All right. I love this part, too. He says, that's the next paragraph. Okay. Everybody still with me on what the plan is. Who can tell me basically what the plan is in their own words? But try to stick to what we talked about, though.
To be joyous is makes you want to join and be one, and that's the whole game plan. When you join and you're one, don't laugh.
No, that's the plan. It's for me to laugh. See, if I know you being successful and telling me to stop. You totally being successful and telling me to stop. Whoa, wait a minute, I'm here to make you laugh. Don't you laugh. What's so cool about the truth is you can always see it instantly. It's obvious. And what we're getting ready to be shown is the obviousness of the truth. And it's going to trip us out because we've been pretending that it's hard to see. But the Course says, simplicity is very difficult for a twisted mind. So when I read that, that explained my whole situation. Simplicity is very difficult for a twisted mind. I said, okay, now I'm okay. I know what's happening. That's why everything's so complicated. Now, man is twisted, y'all.
How do you make joyous with people who are just constantly in pain and fear?
Well, see, the thing that's great is that that situation will be answered the instant you make the decision that you would love to bring joy even into that situation. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. So the ones, even if you don't know how, your job is to decide, I want to see joy come out of a painful situation. Mm-hmm. That's where the power is. The power is not in trying to figure out how to do it. The power is in making the choice to receive it.
Okay.
Even though that question quite naturally comes up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because what I'm trying to do is get in touch with my refusals to heal in advance.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I want you to tell me what I'm going to do to refuse to heal in advance. You know, in other words, what all the things that could go wrong with this? Because all the things that could go wrong with this is nothing but a whole lot of my refusals to heal myself. Mm-hmm. So what I'm upset about is really my latest way of refusing to heal myself again. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Woo! This stuff turns me on. Yeah. I tell you, I'd be tempted to do immoral things with the Course book sometimes. It feels so good. See, that's exactly how. See, we just got an example. See, I'd want to join with you. See, I want to join with you. See, it's a true plan. You being so cool and saying that back to me, I want to join with you. That's what the plan. That's what he's saying. You know, we're gonna want to be one with each other out of the joy and the happiness that we bring to each other, and it's gonna make us want to join. And every time we're in pain, we'll know that that's just our personal refusal to heal ourselves. And we know we're refusing to heal ourselves by simply not taking advantage of another opportunity to be happy. And these are pictures of my granddaughter. And I'm going to pass them around. Yeah. Yeah, my family is great. Thank you for asking.
Tell us her name, please.
Her name is Kimbria.
Oh, Kimbria.
Yeah.
Lovely.
She has no idea that she has hit the granddad jackpot.
Not kidding.
I'm going to be the granddad I always wanted to be. Because I had a granddad that was so freaking cool. And I was my own granddad. That's the thing that was such a trip, because there's nobody but me. So I'm playing all the parts. You're your own incarnation of everything that's ever incarnated. So really, everything that's ever incarnated, you were it. So you might want to think of yourself as just Helen of Troy, but there were more things you've done. Now, you're being blessed by every beneficial thought that anybody is having anywhere, and since you're being blessed by any beneficial thought anybody's having anywhere, you should want to bless them too, just out of your gratitude. You know, if everybody's benefiting me, then I ought to want to benefit them. I mean, that's the least I could do since everybody benefiting me is that I should want to benefit them. So I'm going to say here today on Sunday afternoon, I want to benefit all of you. 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 I want to be beneficial to all of you. I want to be beneficial to all of you. Because you are beneficial to me, by every beneficial thought you have, I benefit too. So I'm grateful to you. I want to bless you for your beneficial thoughts that I get a chance to experience. And in return, my brothers and sisters, I would love to benefit you. That's my gift back to you for all the cool stuff you've done for me. I want to give it back to you through me.
Cool.
See, that's the plan. That's the plan. That's the plan. See, some of us felt joyous behind that. Well, that made us want to join some more. Enjoy. Okay, then it says, I don't have to know them individually. They don't have to know me individually. So I don't have to know everybody I'm benefiting and everybody I'm benefiting. Everybody's benefiting me, I don't have to know them. Everybody who's benefiting me, I don't have to know them. And everybody who's benefiting by me don't have to know me. Everybody that's benefiting by me don't have to know me. Everybody that's benefiting by me, matter of fact, I'm glad that some of them don't have to know me. You know, I'm glad some of the Katrina victims don't know me. But I'm happy to benefit them. Like the robbers and the rapists and the, you know, I'm glad they victims down there too.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they don't know me. And at the same time, I'd like to be able to benefit them, somehow benefit them. But they don't have to know me. This book is so friggin' true. Then he says, then you can be so happy that it radiates throughout the sonship, returns thanks to the Father for radiating his joy upon it. In other words, you are a worthy channel of God's beautiful joy. I'll say it again. You are a worthy channel of God's beautiful joy. You are a worthy channel of the Creator's beautiful joy. You are a worthy channel. 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 I love that. He says, because you are beautiful. You are so beautiful, you are a worthy channel of God's happiness. You are so beautiful that you are a worthy channel of God's happiness. You are so beautiful that you are a worthy channel. You are a worthy channel because you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful that you are worthy of the joy to come through you. You are worthy of the joy to come through you. You are such a beautiful channel that you are worthy of the joy to come through you. You know what I'm talking about? You hear what's in this book? You know what I'm talking about? This stuff sends me through the roof. It's so beautiful. It's more beautiful than I think. You know, I just think I refuse to heal myself behind some of this. What about y'all? I just have a refuse to heal ourselves rebellion. I don't know if it's true. I just refuse to heal. Refuse to heal. Refuse to heal. Oh, the tape recorder's not on. Gotcha. I have a multidimensional personality that has a whole lot of sides to it. And if I don't express some of the other sides sometimes, I feel like I'm going to go crazy. And so I feel safe enough with you to show y'all alternative Earls. That's going to be the name of my superhero in makeup.
Alternative.
This sounds like a job for Alternative Earl. The one who has sense. The one who's smart. The one who takes responsibility. When he's not Alternative Earl, it's in his little meek mild personality. It's Earl Purdy, crazy man. But he's nice. you know.
Thank you.
Y'all know what I mean? So I say it again. You are so beautiful that you are a worthy channel for God's happiness to come through. And you hold it. I love it. And you hold on to this joy by sharing it. I knew it was a catch. That's where I always get stumped. Sharing. Trust is a part of me that just doesn't want to share something I think I love. Especially a person.
Right.
So I know sharing, true sharing, must not have anything to do with the body. True sharing hasn't got anything to do with the body whatsoever. Interesting. Because we know that anything that would stop us is nothing but our refusal to heal. So we know that sharing must be something other than what we think sharing is, or we wouldn't have so much resistance to it.
So what is it?
Real sharing is allowing yourself to be happy. By refusing to continue to refuse to heal yourself. And how am I refusing to heal myself? Every time an opportunity come up that I can really let myself have some peace and feel good, but I don't do it. And when the book says it that way, it totally makes me understand how it's just a decision I need to make ultimately. Because if I'm the one that's refusing to heal myself, all that means is I'm not letting myself take advantage of an opportunity to have a good time. Now, who's going to fight with me being asked to take advantage of the opportunity for me to have a good time as my way to heal myself? Being willing to take advantage of every opportunity to make yourself happy is your healing yourself.
So how does that relate to sex?
The way that relates to sex is that remember that all the joy that you have out of sex, you're giving to yourself. It's really coming through you. It's not even coming from the other person. In other words, have lots of orgasms. Okay.
Any way you can have them, honey.
I think I'm gonna tell you something. I love the fact that you actually said sex.
Yeah.
I agree, because I get so tired of being in a spiritual class where people act like sex don't exist to be spiritual.
So I hope that didn't offend anybody.
I don't care if it did. Okay, I don't care if it offended anybody.
That's one of the biggest things that people get upset about.
I'm telling you, you got to go ahead and jump off the spiritual path right now. If your way of going back to God is you're trying to make sure that nobody's ever offended by anything that you do. Okay, so trying to set up the whole deal about worrying about whether somebody's going to be offended is nothing but a trick.
Totally.
All you have to do is totally be yourself.
Right.
And that means, say, I'm willing to be part of a plan where I'm going to become more and more happy, and then I'm going to do that with a group of people who are going to become more and more happy with me. We're going to refuse to not heal ourselves and make ourselves happy. Every time any one of us have any cool thing or any benefit happen, it's going to benefit all of us equally. We don't even have to know who it is that's going to benefit us, and they don't have to know us. And we're going to let the happiness continue to come through us to them out of our gratitude for all the happiness that they're giving to us. That's the plan. God, I can't wait to listen to that again. That is such a beautiful plan. Then he turns around and tells us that you are so beautiful that you are a worthy channel of the happiness. Because you're so beautiful. Then it says the best thing of all. Well, how do I share it? Let yourself have it. Be it. You mean if I let myself be happy, I'm sharing my happiness? Yes, that's exactly how it works. So it's impossible for a child of God to love his neighbor except as himself. That's why the healer's prayer is, Let me know this brother as I know myself. In other words, let me know you as I know myself. 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 Okay, so we want to know what real praying is. Okay, so we're going to do A Course in Miracles prayer. Here's where A Course in Miracles prayer. This is a healer's prayer. We say a healer is somebody who wants to make joyous. So if I want to make joyous, this is the prayer that I do. This is the healer's prayer. Let me know you as I know myself. 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 If I really was serious about healing people, I would go, let me know you as I know myself. 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 See, that's the language. Let me know you as I know myself. 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 That's a language. Let me know you as I know myself. Let me know you as I know myself. See how healing that feels? Let me know you as I know myself. 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 Let me know you as I know myself.
But we don't even know ourselves.
The healer's prayer is, let me know you as I know myself. Let me know you as I know myself. The healer's prayer is, let me know you as I know myself. See, that was another refusal to heal.
I know.
You know. But if you start calling a refusal to heal, that's when you get healed. That's what's so cool. It's not a, you know what I'm saying? It's like when I know that's what I heard today. The next time I know I'm upset about something, I'm going to go, okay, that's a refusal to heal. Oh, yeah, I'm refusing to heal. I don't even have to take it any further than that. Just to tell myself, okay, I'm refusing to heal. It's something about that. It's a feeling that goes through my body when I do that. You ought to try it. Just think of something that right now that you know you're making yourself unhappy about. And then right behind it go, that's my refusal to heal. I'm refusing to heal. It's a weird feeling. I'm refusing. I'm going to hold this grievance to the day I die. I'm going to refuse to heal until the day I die. I'm going to refuse to heal until the day I die. I'm going to refuse to heal until the day I die. I'm going to refuse to heal until the day I die.
I have a question.
Woo, think about that for a minute. Just be with that for a second. Just be with it for a second. And you'll see that you won't want to do that. You'll see that you'll want to go right to the other side of that thought. And you go, what? I want to be healed. See, on the other side, I want to be healed. It's on the other side of my refusal to heal. And the thing that you're upset about, the Course is saying, that's the form that your refusal to heal has taken.
Mm.
The physical thing that you're going through, that's the form your refusal to be happy has taken. So this is, so what you can tell a person about when you're unhappy is nothing but the latest form that you're using to make yourself unhappy.
That's deep.
That's deep. But it's so powerful. It's hard to even say that. Just make it come out of my mouth. It's hard, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Because it's so powerful to say something like that to somebody. Now the question is about that.
I just have a quick one. What if you don't even know? Obviously, something's going on. But you really haven't identified it. You don't even maybe know what it is. You do the same thing to that. Well, I don't even know what this is.
I don't know. It's always right to say.
Okay.
That's the ultimate lesson. That's like the ultimate right idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know, but obviously there's something.
Because I can benefit from those I don't know. And see, by me being able to benefit from those I don't know, then I can get help beyond what I think I can give myself. Universe, I'm willing to be benefited by people I don't know. I'm willing to be benefited, and in return, and to show my gratitude to these unknown beings that I benefit through, I want to benefit them too. That's the prayer. That's the prayer to get out of pain. But if I'm refusing to heal myself, I'm going to observe the law. I'm going to analyze it. But I'm not going to apply the idea. because to apply the idea is easier than trying to figure out whether or not what you're saying is true. It's easier to apply the idea than it is for you to figure out whether or not what I'm saying is true.
Whether it's true or not doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but you'll find out real fast, and the whole suspense will be over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's, you know, it's so true. You know what I'm saying? The answer, I can prove to you that it's something we can do. Here we go. Here it is. It goes, let me know you as I know myself. Let me know you as I know myself. See, I can do that. That's a lot easier than trying to figure out whether or not what the Course says is true. Because it just said I don't have to believe it. It said at the very beginning, you don't have to believe the ideas. Just say it. Just say it. Let me know this brother as I know myself. Let me know this person as I know myself. Let me know this person as I know myself. Let me know this person as I know myself. Let me know this person as I know myself. Let me know this person as I know myself. Because that's what you do when you've allowed yourself to be happy. When you've allowed yourself to be happy, you're going to want to spread it so there won't be nobody around you messing with you.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate psychic self-defense. If everybody around you is having a good time, nobody's going to attack you. So you're going to always be trying to make sure everybody around you is having a good time. And then everybody around you is going to be mad to make sure you have a good time, because they operate according to the same rule you do, the rule of joy. You know, because we already made this agreement, we're going to be happy with each other. You know what I'm saying? So we know that our goal now is just to experience joy with each other.
Isn't there a common belief that, I'm thinking to myself, why would all this stuff come about helping other people? Is that this sentence, those who attempt to heal others, that we need holy joys, that if I'm happy, that's selfish. Yeah.
Right. That's right. That's a great one of those great I'm refusing to heal myself thoughts.
I'm thinking.
Right. That's what it's right. Right.
It's really the opposite. With you. Are not, quote, selfish, being joyous yourself.
That's
then
right.
You are cheating everyone else.
Yeah, you are being the most giving when you let yourself have it. You are being the most giving when you let yourself have it. You are being most giving when you're letting yourself have it. You're being most giving when you let yourself have it. You're being more giving when you let yourself have it. You're being more giving when you let yourself have it. That's it's selfish to not let yourself have it. It's arrogant not to let yourself have it. Because in your refusal to heal, you're saying, I don't want to be a benefit to anyone. You say, I don't want to be a benefit to anyone. I don't want to be a benefit to anyone. I'm mad. I don't want to be a benefit to anyone. I'm mad. I don't want to be a benefit to anyone.
Right.
Not mad. I don't want to be a benefit to anyone.
You get depressed and you're separate.
I don't want to be a benefit to anyone. You know, it's a trip. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be a benefit to anyone. And if you do it all the time, you're like going, what? That means I don't want to be a benefit to anyone most of the time, and I know I want to be a benefit to someone. Then all of a sudden you said it, and you've been tricked. You go, I want to be a benefit to someone with all your feeling.
Oh, that's so.
See what I'm saying? Bam! You know, you really asking for it for real for the first time in your life. What you mean I don't want to be a benefit to anyone? You know, what you mean I don't want to be a benefit to anyone? Yeah, that's what it is when you are choosing not to let yourself be happy. Because you benefit everybody when you're happy. Everybody benefits when you're happy. That's the law. Remember, we on the happiness train. You know, it's the happiness train. You know, you got to go, all right, I'm on the happiness train. I'm willing to be happy all the time. I don't know how to be happy all the time. I don't have the faintest idea how to be happy all the time. I'm going to tell you, if you put me on the happiness train, you need to give me a disclaimer to sign or something, because y'all don't know who y'all start taking me in on the happiness train, okay? And so they make an agreement with us. They say, well, okay, come on the happiness train, even though you're miserable, and we'll let you ride on the happiness train, even though you're miserable, if you're willing to be a benefit to us. And we go, yeah, we're willing to be a benefit. We don't know how, and we don't probably do it, but we're willing to be a benefit to you. Okay, well, this is it. Can we laugh at you? Can we take joy? Can we see the funniness of it? Can we laugh at it? Can we love you and laugh at your fears?
Yeah. Wow.
That's what the higher beings say. Can we love you and not make your fears real? Just laugh at your fears. Why, you just... We went on the happiness train, even though we knew we didn't wholeheartedly want to be happy because we refused to heal ourselves all the time. We know it. I could be happy today, but I'm not. I could forgive it, but no. Can I do it again? No. I'm not going to heal myself. No, I will be broke until the day I die. Yes, I will. For the good of all. So there I am, refusing to let myself be prosperous, which would allow me to benefit everybody with my prosperity, and everybody becomes happier and more abundant because I became more abundant. And all I have to do to become more abundant is to be willing to let myself be it. Check this out. I don't want nobody but you.
Right.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I don't want nobody but you. Okay, I'm going to do the love offering.
Thank you, Earl. Thank you.
Thank you,
Earl. Thank you.
Hey, Bonnie, that... I cannot even put into words how expanded my mind and my consciousness feels right now.
It feels like
someone just reached inside of my whole brain and just went... and opened me up some more. It's like I had a, just like this hour was like a spiritual chiropractic session. Like, move right there, touch it over there, you know, because I said some beautiful things out of my mouth that I've never heard like that in my life before.
Yeah, we better buy that CD then.
Vibration.
Like, you are so beautiful, you are a worthy channel of God's joy. Because you are so beautiful, you're worthy channel of happiness, because you're so beautiful. And what I'd like y'all to do to share your happiness with me is I'd like for each one of you to let yourselves be happy so you can share with me. Please let yourselves be happy by not refusing to heal yourself. That means take advantage of every opportunity you have to give yourself joy and give yourself peace and give yourself love.
Okay.
thank you for sharing with me financially.
I love you.
I always hope that people will share with me from how valuable it is from within them. It's always the weirdest part of the hour is this part. It's the weird part. I didn't ask for correction. I just wanted to share something with you.
That's honest.
You know, I didn't ask for correction. I just wanted to share something with you. I realized that I thought that asking was taken. Thank you. That's what I want to do. See, I just want to take a moment, because a lot of times, you know, that's when we kind of talk and stuff. But I just want you to have a moment of having your full attention of my appreciation of you. And that you know how much I appreciate you. Really. Thank you. Thank you.
You are Earl.
Thank you.
Alternative
as hell. I tell you. Well, good, because that allows a lot of them to come through in the class so that we can hear better. There's going to be a single seminar on the 24th of September about teaching. We're going to talk about really how today. Today we heard an entirely new description of the point and purpose of a relationship with somebody. Did y'all hear what I heard?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that was an incredible purpose. So that would be a different kind of relationship, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You just asked for it. You just asked for it. Okay, this is have a minute with each other. The happier you are, the more willing you will be to join with someone. And the plan is for you to become so happy and experience so much prosperity and peace and safety and security through the people in your life that you want to join with them. You're going to want to be one with them, because these people are going to be a means for so much joy to come into your life that you're going to want to unite with them. That's the plan. You're going to want to join together because you're so in love with each other. You're so in joy with each other. The plan is for you to experience so much peace with each other that you want to become one. I'd like to show you my gratitude by being beneficial to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can I be beneficial to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, you're already in the world if somebody talks to you like that, and you talk to somebody like that. We just did it.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened, y'all. Now, how can I get it to happen outside this room? Because this is a magical room, and once you get outside this room, you're back out there. You know how none of this stuff works out there. That's what you know what I'm saying. That outside the room, we have to remember each other and remember our purpose.
That should be published today.
I think I will publish it. Yeah. Okay.
Can I say something?
Uh-huh.
When you tell someone this message in the way that's best for them to hear it. You will be amazed. The same vibrational shift we all found in this room, you will see it in that person. Mm. When you infuse that energy into someone with this same purpose that we're talking about right now, you will see the light in them just come alive. I'm telling you, it works. When you tell someone, in whatever way it's supposed to come through to them, how beautiful and how wonderful they are, I'm telling you, you will see it. And then the next person, and the next person, and the next person.
And then you benefit equally from every one of them that recognizes their beauty in you. I see people so much more beautiful than how they see themselves, that when I tell them how beautiful they are, they don't believe me. And so I tell them that my job is to continue to see it until they get to the point that they can see it. And then they can relax in how they are. But I'll be holding the light for them. It's awesome. It's awesome. Because I swear, I probably see you more beautiful than you may see yourself. And what's so cool about it is, if I'm seeing the beauty in you, I am no longer refusing to heal myself. All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.